Foxes are planted here, but they won't grow. We won't have to say goodbye if we all go. Maybe things will be better in Chicago. To leave all we've ever known for a place we've never seen. Maybe things will be better in Chicago. But it's braver to stay.
I expect the best. Honestly, I expect guys to go out there and compete and make plays. You know, so just because it's new and it's changed doesn't mean it has to be a setback. I mean, if anything, we should be energized. Like, you know, we're 0-0 and everybody's got a shot. That's the cool part about the NFL. Every year stands on its own 2 feet and you got a chance. You know, you build off any success you had in the past. You remember that, and then anything that bad happened, you use that as motivation to correct. So, you know, I mean, it's first of all, it's week one against the Green Bay Packers here in Chicago. I mean, if you can't get excited for that game, we're in the wrong business.
That's right, and that's outside linebacker Jared Allen of the Chicago Bears. Welcome to Studio 34 and the Chicago Bears beat. I'm Kenny.
I'm Cademan.
Cademan, we are ready for another NFL season. The official start of the season is tomorrow.
Yep, Thursday.
And the real big game is noon Central Time on Sunday.
4 days away.
That is big, and we're really excited about seeing our beloved Bears play. Any thoughts about what's been going on with them so far in the last week or so since our last podcast?
Well, Alshon Jeffrey, he's probably 50-50 to play. He's been battling a calf injury. I expect him to play. It's Bears versus Packers week one. I think he'll go out there and play. Eddie Royal, he's been battling a hip injury. He'll go out. How could you not play for the Bears and for the Bears versus Packers game week one?
Right. I think they'll be out there. I think it's 50-50 on Alshon, but I really think he sat around so much that he will be there. I think if you're going to beat the Packers, I think we said it before in the other shows, is that this is the week to do it. They usually are kind of a slow starter. So we'll have to see.
I was reading some stuff about the Packers offseason, and that was one of the main things Mike McCarthy focused on, starting off strong, because they've always started off weak. They've never started off hot and strong. They want to just have a good, consistent season.
That's right. And, you know, well, if you look at the quarterback's record so far against each other in these games, well, Jay, he's won one game and he's lost, what, 11?
Yeah, and Rodgers is 11-3.
Yeah, so, and actually one of the three losses he got credit for, even though he got knocked out of the game
in the first quarter.
So, hey, too bad, Aaron. That's what happens.
Yeah.
But the Chicago Bears, everybody, very low expectations for our beloved Bears this year.
Very. Last year we were talking about Super Bowl after the great offensive season with Trestman 2 years ago, and now we just have such low expectations. USA Today's predicting 3-13. The highest record I've heard is 9-7 for the Bears.
9-7 for the Bears, which we'll have to see. I think the critical part of the season though is that, you know, first three or four games is going to be coming up.
That's a tough part.
A few cuts though. I don't know if I was surprised or not. Jordan Mills got cut.
He did not perform up to snuff during the preseason. Nope. I was not shocked.
David Bass was cut, and he's had a couple nice plays, but I don't think he fit the scheme.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah, Jordan Mills, he really, you know, I hated to see it happen to him. He's a nice enough guy. Him and Kyle Long were friends, but now that he's gone, I think the big question is, and John Fox is holding his cards close to the vest, is Kyle Long going to be moved on that offensive line?
I think he is. It all signs are pointing to it. Who's going to be our right tackle? Teo Fabuje?
He's a rookie.
I don't trust him.
Big.
Yeah, very big guy. Mm-hmm. I'm moving Kyle on to the right tackle this season, and then moving him left tackle next season, but that's next year. And the Bears, they don't have consistency with their players. You see with the Packers, they're returning 19 of the 22 starters from their NFC Championship team, and the only one they're missing on offense is Jordy Nelson, who is out with a torn ACL. The Bears have to get better with consistency with players. They can't just go off and sign free agents every offseason and cut players. They have to get better with that.
I thought the Packers' Brian Bulaga was out too.
No, he's
going to play. You sure about that?
Yes.
He's going to play. He's going to play. Okay. Well, he'll be injured sometime during the season.
Yeah, he's always injured.
But so it sounds like if they do move Kyle to the right tackle, Vladimir Dukasi will be on that guard. I just wondered if that Will Montgomery could have moved to guard, and they brought in the rookie, Ronis Grasu, at center.
I do think Montgomery has some experience at guard from playing with Denver.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see. I'm not sure. What about Charles Leno? He played a lot in the preseason as a right tackle. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what they'll do. We'll know Sunday.
But also, Jermon Bushrod had a back surgery this offseason, a back injury.
Yeah.
And that will probably flare up during the season because back injuries, they don't heal during the NFL season.
No.
They don't heal all the way. They just get better and get worse. So I bet some point during the season, Bushrod will get hurt.
Bushrod is going to, they're going to have to really rest him quite a bit after games during the season. They rested him this past month. Yeah, they rested him this past Monday. So we'll have to see. I think he's a short timer coming up on the for the Bears. I mean, he's been a good player for the Bears, but really, once the back troubles hit offensive linemen, it doesn't get much better.
He's had a nice long career.
Yeah, he has. He did great with New Orleans. I believe he won Super Bowl ring down there. So he's had a beautiful career. Nice going. The Bears, they cut Mason Foster. That was a surprise when they were cutting. Also, they kept a couple young guys. So everybody says rebuild, and it has that rebuild feel. But the nice thing about the NFL, you can rebuild fast.
Yes, with the draft and free agents, you can make a run towards the playoffs, even the Super Bowl.
You can. And, you know, it just is really showing how bad those drafts have been in the last few years. I mean, it's been terrible.
You can't have 5 to 7 bad drafts in a row. You just can't have that. If you do that, that's a detriment to your team. That destroys your team.
Destroys better than detriment. It just annihilates your team. And, you know, that's one thing that the Packers are well known for is their drafting. They have a lot of nice draft picks on their team. So, well, we'll give our predictions here in a little bit, but the Packers are one of the creams of the crop of the NFL, as they say.
And also, Jordy Nelson is out, as you know, of torn ACL. Randall Cobb, he's a swat guy. He's small, and the thing he excels at is elusiveness. Players can't stay with him. He's going to be going over the middle. The most important thing for the defense this game is over the middle, because with Eddie Lacy running up the middle, we got to stop him, and then Randall Cobb is going to be a big... Rodgers is going to target him a lot, but he's also going to target the other receivers.
I think they're going to try to pound the ball down the Bears' throat, because the last two or three seasons, the run defense has been... It's been terrible. I'm really hoping that Vic Fangio can bring some of his magic that he used with Colin Kaepernick and the boys against the Pack.
Well, Vic Fangio had great success with the Niners against the Packers, but the Niners had a much better personnel.
Yeah, you got to have as they call them, the horses to do it. Yeah. So the Packers, though, other than that, they got is he a rookie or a second-year man that's going to be taking Jordy's place?
There was a guy in the preseason, Jeff Janis, or Devontae Adams.
Yeah, Devontae Adams. Is this a rookie?
He's a second year.
Okay.
He had a great game versus Dallas in the playoffs last year. I expect him to do big things this year.
Well, we'll see. I mean, Aaron makes receivers better. Would Jordy Nelson be what he is on the Bears right now? It's hard to say.
I would not.
It'd be difficult to say.
Yeah.
The Bears are going to rely a lot, and I think the Packers know this, on the run with Matt Forte and Jeremy Langford and Jacquizz Rodgers. So we got some runners there. But don't be surprised. I just think John Fox and Adam Gase have a few tricks up their sleeves for the Packers. As a matter of fact, you remember Jay talking about how what's the code word for Omaha. Well, the Bears have their own code word. We're kind of curious what it's going to be. They haven't used it yet, but it's going to be in the first game of the year. It won't be Omaha, but it's something that's going to stand out that he's going to be yelling.
I wonder what it would be. That's kind of interesting to hear.
Yeah, I wonder if it would be Decatur.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, like the Staley's there. So Mike McCarthy, even in his press conference with the other reporters today, you know, they do that
conference call,
he had good things. He said he could see definite change in Jay. But a lot of people say that all the time.
Yeah, we said that the past couple years with the new offense coordinators, that's the thing. We always say change. But Matt Forte, I expect him to have a big game. The Bears are going to run it down their throats.
I think they can. They have the opportunity to do it. But Jay, you know, I think he's changed in the last couple of years. He wasn't like he was a few years ago last year.
No, he's very much matured, had kids.
He's on the high road of all the little things that happened to him last year. So, Bears-Packers, we're going to go and talk about who is going to win that game a little bit later on. We're going to go through our picks. But this is our big preview of the entire NFL season. And me and Cavins kind of sat down and we did our own thing so we can compare. We're going to start with the... Oh, but you know, if we do the Bears, we'll skip...
We'll skip the Packers game.
We'll skip the Packers game. So the Bears season starts off tough. So let's go through that schedule real quick and see what we think.
Week 2, it's home versus the Cardinals.
Home versus the Cardinals. That's, you know, Bruce Arians almost was the Bears coach. Yeah, so
that would be nice.
Boy, oh boy. I'm going with the Bears. Got to go Bears.
I'm going Cardinals.
I'm going Cardinals. That's all right.
At Seahawks.
Going to have to go against our beloved on that one. I think it's just going to be too tough for them up there. I'm going to go with Seattle.
I think the Bears will pull off upset and beat Seattle.
Oh.
That's usually the other way around that's
a shocker.
Yeah. Home versus the Raiders.
Home versus the Raiders. You know, I always have a soft spot for those Raiders for
some
reason. Yeah, the jerseys. I wonder if they're going to have Ken Stabler's number or anything on their jersey
this
year.
But they will.
They should. Got to go with our beloved Bears on that one.
Yeah, got to go with Bears on that one. And then at Chiefs.
At the Chiefs. Visiting the Chiefs and, well, the defense there. I'm going to go with the victory. Going Bears.
I'm going Chiefs. And then the game after that is at the Lions.
At the Lions. Up in Detroit at Ford Field. They've been splitting with them. I'm going to take the Lions on that one.
Yeah, I'm going Lions because of the home team.
Yep.
And then they have their bye week, and then it's home versus the Vikings.
Home versus the Vikings. That's a game they should win. AP, though, likes to run wild on them on that game. So I'm going to still stick with the home team, and I'm going to go with the Bears.
I'm going Vikings.
Ooh.
And then after that, it's at the Chargers.
Oh, boy.
Monday night game.
Monday night football game at the Chargers. I don't know a lot about the Chargers this season, about what they were last year, I think. Phillip Rivers got a big money contract.
Big money.
I'm going to have to say Chargers do us in that night.
I'm going Bears on Monday night. It's the only Monday night game. They don't want to embarrass themselves in front of the nation.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's Rams. At the Rams.
At the Rams. I think the Bears can put it to them. They owe them one for that last game. So yeah, they owe them. So I'm taking our beloved on that one.
Yeah, Bears definitely. Home versus the Broncos.
Ooh. Now this is later in the season. What's the date on that one there?
Sunday, November 22nd. And it'll probably be cold and windy. And Peyton will probably have a noodle.
Peyton, yeah. I don't. I'm going Bears.
I'm going Broncos, CJ Anderson.
Yep.
And then at the Packers, Thanksgiving, the late game. Brett Favre's number of the game retired.
Boy, that's going to be an awesome game for the Packers. I think the Packers are going to win that one. I just don't see how they could lose it. I pray they do, but I don't see it.
I'm going Packers. Yeah, can't see them losing that. No. Home versus the Niners. The Niners had a terrible offseason.
Oh, I think the Bears will just take care of them.
Yeah, for that Monday night game.
Yep.
Redskins, home versus the Redskins.
Jay wants to get them after what they... The groin injury and him hobbling off the field. Oh, I'm sure you'll have... said he wants these guys. And do you think Robert Griffin will be with them then?
I think they'll cut him.
You do?
Yep.
I think the Bears should sign him. Give him a shot. Yeah. But yes, we've got to go with the Bears on that one.
Yeah, the Redskins are a total debacle. At the Vikings.
At the Vikings, I'm going to have to say they lose that one to the Vikings.
I'm going to say the Vikings win it. And then after that, at the Buccaneers, Jameis Winston.
Oh, they're going to beat the Bucs. They got to beat Lovie.
Yeah, they have to.
They have to beat Lovey.
Rookie quarterback.
Yes.
And then ending the season, the Lions.
The Lions at home?
Yeah.
Boy, this is better than I thought the Bears would do this year. But I'm going to, you know, just to make this sound a little better, I think they're going to drop that one.
They're going to win at the Lions.
Okay.
They're going to win versus the Lions.
Okay. That gives me 9 wins for the Bears.
I was somewhere around somewhere around 7 and 8.
Okay. Everybody's predicting 3. I don't see it. I think, hey, everybody predicted them to do great last year. The team is better, have better management, have better coach. So I just think it's going to be, it could go either way. That first 4 games.
If we start those first 4 games in a bad fashion, I think that'll predict our season.
Yeah.
Yep. That those first 4 games for the Bears are crucial. Now, if we go 3-1, it could be a successful
season. 2-2, we could still be success. Yeah. 2-2. So
that'd be great.
That'd be awesome. So there's a lot of big awards each year that we always like to pick who wins those awards.
Always fun to predict always fun. And see who wins how.
Yep. So the
how bad we weren't doing.
Who's the defensive player of the year this year?
Well, the defensive player of the year is J.J. Watt.
I got to go with that too. J.J. Watt is the man.
Can't really. Who's the offensive player of the year?
Boy, that's that is so difficult to predict. But I'm going to go, and you probably said the same thing. I just think he's going to have a monster year as AP.
I'm going Adrian Peterson, too.
I just think he's going to do it.
He wants to come back and really show what he is. Mm-hmm. What about Defensive Rookie of the Year?
Ooh, the Defensive Rookie of the Year. Boy, I don't know a lot of the rookies there on that. Who are you picking?
I'm going Shane Ray. He got in trouble before the draft. Denver took a shot on him. He wants to show that the teams that passed on him weren't. They should have picked him. You can't block everybody in Denver. They have a lot of pass rushers. Shane Ray will get through there for 9 or 8 sacks.
I want that guy that Dallas got, and I forgot his name now, that failed all the...
Randy Gregory?
That's who I'm picking, Randy Gregory.
That's a possible one.
Yeah, I'm picking him on that one.
Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Offensive Rookie of the Year? I think I'm going to go with Winston.
I'm going Winston, too.
Yeah, going to go James Winston. I don't care for him. Mark Mariota, I'd like to see win it, but don't see it. Mm-hmm. MVP of the Year.
MVP? Offensive player of the year is usually the MVP, so I gotta go Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson there. Doesn't have to be.
No, but it's usually.
Yeah. Boy. That is a tough one.
I know you want to say it.
MVP. Now, they picked that before the Super Bowl, though, don't
yeah.
they? They picked that before Super Bowl. Boy, I just can't say it. I'm gonna go... Boy, I can't bring it out. But we're going to have to go with Mr. Rodgers.
Rodgers?
Yeah, I think he'll be the MVP this year. Because he's bringing his team up with less... Yeah,
not less as many
weapons
receivers.
And stuff yeah. like that, yeah.
Division winners. Who do you think will win the AFC West?
AFC West. I don't have a lot of faith in Peyton Manning, but I have enough faith that he'll win that division.
Yeah, Broncos will win it on the shoulders of C.J. Anderson. AFC North.
Now, this one might be a shocker to some. I'm taking the Ravens.
I'm taking the Ravens, too. I think they're going to have a great season.
Okay.
AFC South.
How could you not take the Colts? The South is like, it's a horrible division.
Weak. Soup. Yeah. Weakest division in the league.
In NFL.
AFC East.
My upset here, the Dolphins.
I almost took the Dolphins. If Tom Brady still had his 4-game suspension, I would have taken the Dolphins. But with that overruled, I think Tom will come out and just dominate.
I just don't think their defense is going to be, the New England's defense is not going to be what they were last year. I just don't see it. I think Miami's defense is pretty stout.
Yeah, and I think Ryan Tannehill is going to have a good year.
Yeah, I do too.
NFC West. This division was a couple years ago.
It's hard to really go against the Seahawks. They got something to really, you know, I don't know if they'll have the Super Bowl letdown, but I'm going with them.
Seahawks, too. It's almost a gimme.
Okay.
NFC East.
This was a tough one for me. I don't feel that the Giants are there yet. I don't think their defense is even close. Everybody likes Dallas. I like them, too. I think they're a decent team. I'm going with the Eagles to win that division.
I'm going Eagles, too, because the Cowboys will be hurt by the loss of DeMarco Murray.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be big on them. NFC South. This is always a hard division to pick.
Yeah, it's very hard, but I think Carolina, they really got hurt when all their receivers are hurt. Even their number one draft pick, or not one, but their latest big draft pick, he's going to be out the
Calvin
first game.
Calvin Benjamin.
Yeah. And New Orleans, got to go with the Saints.
I put down the Saints, but after thinking about it, I think Cam will lead the Panthers to a division title.
Well, it's possible.
NFC North.
Oh, as bad as it hurts me to say this, I got to go with the Packers to win the division.
I got
to
go with Green Bay. Now, say your NFC playoff teams real fast.
Okay, my NFC playoff teams, I'm going to go, and there's no particular order in seeds because that's almost impossible to predict, but obviously it's going to be Green Bay, Philadelphia, Seattle, New Orleans. My two wild cards, this is going to be a shocker, and I'm drinking my Kool-Aid, but it's weakened. Dallas and Chicago.
Yeah, if the Bears are going to make the playoffs, it's going to be because of wild card.
Yeah.
My NFC playoff teams, Packers, Seahawks, Eagles, Panthers, Cowboys, and I think the Vikings will prevail.
Okay. Yeah, we're a little different on that one. Yeah. My AFC, well, obviously I'm picking the Colts, the Ravens, the Denver Broncos, the Miami Dolphins, the New England Patriots, and the San Diego Chargers.
For wild card?
Yep. New England, San Diego wild card.
Now, for my AFC, I got the Colts, Patriots, Ravens, Broncos, and the Steelers and Dolphins as my wild card.
So, just talking about our AFC and NFC championship games, I've got in my AFC championship game for the 2015 season, Miami versus Indianapolis.
Ooh, epic.
That's... Nah, I haven't heard that too much. That's just my own little unique pick.
I haven't heard that at all.
No?
No. Not at all.
Yep. And my NFC Championship game, it's kind of a rematch here. Dallas versus Green Bay.
That's
a classic matchup.
Very classic. My AFC Championship game is Ravens at Colts. And then my NFC Championship game is Seahawks at Packers.
Wow. Well, my Super Bowl, here's how it's going to end. The season's going to end in the year 2016, and Jerry Jones is going to get his one final wish. Dallas, 35. Miami, 28. Reminds me of a Super Bowl I watched many years ago when Roger Staubach went against Bob Greasy in a Super Bowl. I think it was the year before that Miami undefeated season. I think it was 71. I could be wrong, but it was one of those times there.
The Seahawks have a very bad taste in the mouth after not winning that Super Bowl last year. That Super Bowl was in their hands. They should have won that 100%. I think the Seahawks will represent the NFC, and the Ravens will represent the AFC, and the Seahawks win on 24-17.
Okay, so we're definitely different on that.
Yeah.
We're saving these, too, to see how it all ends up. We got our three-hole punches on our paper. Yeah. We got our binder, and we'll have to review this as we go along there. So, now, game one this year, Bears-Packers.
And after we predict the score, give your MVP of the game.
Of this game?
Or yeah, week one.
Week one.
For the Packers and Bears. You go first.
I think the Bears are ready. I think they're going to surprise the Packers. They have no clue what's going on. The Packers are a great team, great quarterback. No expectations. My only expectation is a Bears victory, my friend. The Bears will win by a score of 28-14. And it's going to be a good game for Shea McClellan. I think Shea McClellan is going to be our MVP of the game. Boy, I'm really going on the limb there.
Yeah. I think it'll be the Bears' only bragging rights against the Packers this whole season. I think the Bears will prevail 31-28 on a last-second field goal. And I think the MVP will be Matt Forte with 200 yards rushing. I think he'll start the season off with a big game.
Wow. Now, let's just say that's awesome, and we're excited. Can't wait for this Sunday. But let's just say the season starts terrible. Even though, you know, Matt runs good, he has some good games, and everything's going good for him. Jay's doing okay. Defense is terrible still, and we're at 1-5. Trade deadline's coming up. Someone's offering us something for Matt Forte because he's out this year. After this year, there's no contract. What would you do?
I would trade him, but I would want a third-round pick and a fourth-round pick. If we could do that, I would take
him. Oh, I'd take him just for a third. At that point, when we're at 1-5, no thinking about it. they give me a fourth, I'd probably take it.
I wouldn't go that low.
Yeah, but because I just don't see them giving them any money next year.
Now, if we're at 1-5 and a team offers to trade for Alshon, like the Patriots, for a big body receiver, and they offered you a second and a third, would you take it?
No. That one I would not. I think that's one that you'd almost have to, you know, to get a receiver like that, you almost have to expend a first-round pick. He's worth a first-round pick. He's also, though, he's shopping for a contract, too, this year. Because it's the end of his rookie contract.
And so, they don't want to give him an extension right now.
No, I would wait and see how the season goes there. So, I mean, the Bears are in flux. We know that. They're kind of like the Cubs. We hope it doesn't take them as long to build a young team. But, I mean, I do have faith right now that maybe we can get some things accomplished with Pace and Fox and the rest of the team.
I just want to see the Bears compete this year. It seems like last year the players didn't care. I just want to see the players go out there and actually care, give 100, and just go out there guns blazing.
Yeah. You know, one thing we forgot to talk about is we had our fantasy draft.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun. Yeah, we got our first games coming up this week. So it's going to be...
I play Richard.
I think I play the Bipolar Bears.
Yeah, Bipolar Bears.
I play the Bipolar Bears. Also,
the draft was very fun.
A lot of fun. Next year, we're going to have a larger format because we had people that we just ran out of space for the league.
We didn't think we would get 8 teams even.
No, we didn't. We just thought, because people are busy in this day and age. Also, the podcast is doing great. We've had over 35,000 downloads. We thank you for this. And that's like still in over 50 countries. And it blows our mind every time we think about it.
It's all because of you guys sharing the podcast, telling your friends, telling everybody about it. We can't thank you enough for the success.
We've got some nice guests lined up. We just wanted to get the season started before we had any guests come in. But remember, whenever the podcast comes out, if you could share it on your Facebook, that's great. We get a lot of new listeners from that. Also, on iTunes.
5-star review. We're on Podomatic.
Yep.
Stitcher. TuneIn Radio.
Yep.
Am I missing any?
I think we got Podomatic. Well, we've got a couple that we want to try to get on also. That is, we want to get on too. So. But that's a lot of them, and we've had a lot of responses. We're also going to give away some sweet Chicago Bears Beat t-shirts again this year.
Through the season.
Yep. And you can also email us at chicagobearsbeat@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter.
At the Bears Beat Pod.
Yep.
At Caveman Bailey.
At Caveman Bailey or at the Baileys. you can do that also. So there's a lot of ways you can stay in contact with the Chicago Bears Beat podcast. And also like our Facebook page, which we've had a lot of new likes this week from that, too. So, well, it looks like the new season started. We're feeling good. This is our second season on the podcast. So hopefully we can get some fun things going on. So maybe a couple trivias here and there like we did last year. Also, we like I said, we have our T-shirts. Maybe we'll get a hat or two.
Yeah.
On the
special edition.
Special edition, yes, for the show. Other than that, hey, we're ready for a wonderful season. Even if the Bears, you know, falter a little bit, we're always going to bleed blue and orange.
Gotta love the beloved.
Oh, yes. So until next time, friends, bear down.
That's a wrap. Sapphire we call home. My gold and my